Hey Fearless Femmes, it's your girl Jessica Lane here, and let me tell you, today's topic is super important, especially in this crazy world we live in. We're diving into the art of setting healthy boundaries because honey, let's be real, sometimes it feels like everyone wants a piece of us, all the time. Ever felt like your to-do list is a mile long, and you're running on fumes? You know that feeling when you just want 5 minutes to breathe but suddenly you're juggling emails, phone calls, and someone else's drama? That's a classic sign that boundaries are getting blurry. Setting healthy boundaries isn't about being selfish or saying no all the time. Think of it as creating a protective shield around your precious energy and well-being. It's about honoring yourself, knowing your limits, and making sure you have space to thrive. So, how do we actually build these awesome boundaries? First off, get crystal clear on what you need. What makes you feel drained, stressed, or overwhelmed? Is it constant requests for favors, people interrupting your time, or maybe even social media sucking up all your energy? Once you know your triggers, you can start saying no more confidently. Remember, a simple no, thank you, is often enough. Second, communicate clearly and directly. Don't be afraid to say what you need, even if it feels uncomfortable at first. Practice using phrases like, I appreciate the offer, but I'm committed to focusing on my own projects right now. Or, I need some quiet time to recharge this evening. Third, be consistent. Consistency is key when it comes to boundaries. If you give in every time someone pushes back, they'll learn that your boundaries are weak. Stick to your word and remember, saying no doesn't make you a bad person. It makes you a self-respecting one. Think of your boundaries like the fence around your property. It keeps the unwanted stuff out and allows your beautiful garden, that's you, to flourish. Boundaries are about protecting your energy, your time, and ultimately, your happiness. Let me share a quick story. A few months ago, I was constantly getting pulled into helping friends with projects that weren't really aligned with my goals. Every time someone asked for help, I felt this pressure to say yes, even though I knew it was draining my energy. But then I realized, helping someone doesn't mean sacrificing my own well-being. So, I started saying no more often. At first, it felt awkward, but as I kept practicing, it became easier. Now, when someone asks for help, I consider if it aligns with my priorities and offer alternative solutions or simply say no gracefully. It's amazing how much lighter I feel now. Remember, fearless femmes, setting healthy boundaries is an act of self-love. It's about respecting your needs and creating a life that feels fulfilling and authentic to you. So go out there, define your limits, and own your power. You deserve it. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some boundary challenges you faced? Share them in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going and support each other on this journey to fearless living.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.